Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, August the 28th, 268th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, area commander out of the arcade office of the California Highway Patrol, Adam Yeager. Hey, dude.
Hello.
You've been working on your tan a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
You've been playing over in the mud puddle in Trinity County?
Good lake time this summer.
Yeah. Really? You found water?
Yeah, I have.
Witching, was it a rod? No, witching branch? What is it? Witching what?
Water finder.
Yeah, okay, fine. This afternoon, we got a couple different things to talk about. Highway 36, there are some changes afoot there that are for the positive. So we'll spend a little bit of time there. And also, obviously, if you're out driving around now, you understand that it's school week. Or if you're in the 7 or 8 o'clock hour in the morning, you understand that school is also in session. So we'll talk a little bit about that, some of the safety around the schools, school buses, all that kind of good stuff when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager, but before we do our quote this afternoon, Phil Mickelson. Nah, way too much time.
Too long.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Fella called B.C. Forbes. I guess we could go, I'll just substitute life in here instead of golf. Life without bunkers and hazards would be tame and monotonous.
I agree.
So would golf. See, he put
right.
Life at the end there.
Okay.
Also.
That's a lot of bunkers.
Yeah. I'd probably find every single one of them. So how's life in the big time?
It's good. Yep. Things are going really well.
Now, you weren't here last month. The budget stuff that came through, did you get any kind of a hit or any kind of a bump? Because I know you guys were trying to do some recruiting.
Yeah, we've been taking some pretty big hits over the last few years. I know they revised our budget, and one of the focuses is they're getting officers into the academy. So cadets into the academy. Thank you. And the commissioner wants to get them up to 180 a class so we can keep up with retirements and what we have going. So far, I think they started a class Monday, 135. And then we have something going on that's never happened before in the Humboldt area. We're getting a new officer from the academy in October. So that's a...
You couldn't find the Redway exit?
Yeah, usually it was Garverville, but Garverville's going to get a couple too, but yeah, we're going to get a cadet in Humboldt. Crescent City's getting a cadet. Garverville's getting one. Laytonville's getting one. Ukiah and Fort Bragg are getting them. So
is this new, or is this an additional officer on the road?
No, it's replacing officers that have retired, and we don't have officers with transfers in. We had three that are transferring in. We have two going out, and then we're trying to fill two positions.
Two are leaving?
Two are leaving, yeah.
What's that about?
That happens. Yeah, they come here one of them's from here and wants to change, and he's going to go try something over on I-5. And
has nothing to do with current leadership.
No, I hope not. No, it happens.
Guess who I bumped into at the store? Some old guy.
An old retired guy?
I don't know if he's retired or not. I didn't. It seemed to indicate he was retired, but he was back in town. Said it was Hal.
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant Rosendahl. He's back.
Yeah.
On the coast. He's actually working over at Caltrans at my dispatch center, and he's doing a liaison between Caltrans and the CHP on the Willits Bypass Project and hopefully the Richardson Grove Project someday.
So he's assigned to be the guy that's coordinating The black and whites?
He's over there, and he's going to spend a lot of time in Willits and back and forth, and yeah.
So is that new? Or is it just a new assignment for Hal?
It's actually a lieutenant position that was in Reading that we wrote a justification to get it over here on the coast to help out with these projects and to help out with my dispatch center. And so
is it more coordinating on the project side, or is it overseeing the dispatch?
Right now it's more on the project side and to be a liaison.
That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. It's bogged down the commander in Ukiah and the Garville commander. So, it's to help them out a little
what
bit.
What a stunner, huh?
Yeah. It's been tough.
So as that project then stops, does the position disappear unless Richardson's Grove steps up?
Well, yeah, if Richardson's Grove steps up, it'll stay towards that. But I'm hoping, it would be my wish that lieutenant would come to my area and work to help us out.
So in other words, he can never leave.
That's what I'm planning on.
Kind of bottom line.
Yeah, Hal can leave, but that position hopefully will stay. So they had a lieutenant here a long time ago, and it would be an important position because right now I have a sergeant basically doing that job.
And the difference to the organization?
Well, the sergeant needs to be in the field working with the officers and helping out, and there's a lot of administrative duties that I can't keep up on, so I need to be doing things like this every month with you, right? Interviews and rotary and...
Oh, I see. Kiss, kiss.
So...
You didn't take papers out for this fall, did you?
No.
Okay, good. No. Well, I mean, there's got to be a reason for the kiss, kiss. Yeah. I'm just trying to eliminate the really ugly ones first. I would imagine that's the kind of stuff a lot of folks outside don't see. The administrative, the organizational, the stuff that keeps things flowing all the time. If you don't, when you don't have that position or somebody's on vacation, do things kind of grind to a halt or become less efficient? How do you bridge through those times?
Well, somebody steps in and does it. So if, you know, I'll pick it up or another sergeant will pick it up or the person will work their tail off to take their vacation, and then stuff will pile up in their in baskets. When they get back, their in basket's full. But a lot of times, you know, got dedicated people that will clear their basket and try to get everything done and prepare for however long they're off.
I would think that would make sense because, I mean, for me to learn your job or you to learn my job, you know, by the time you kind of sort of start to hit stride, guess who's back?
Right.
And as well as your normal duty suffering is also. Can you hire a temp?
Not normally, no. They do temps in headquarters and division offices, but not for area offices.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager. Adam, Highway 36, Regan Candelaria was in on Tuesday and was indicating that there's some hope, rumors to the effect, that 36 might be getting a little bit of attention and perhaps, maybe, could become a safe highway. Are you hearing anything? I know that's kind of almost not your territory anymore, but...
Well, it's my territory all with the county line. And, the one-way road out there, or the one-lane road that's shared, that's probably about 18 feet wide, is I know they're planning on and they're looking for funding. So it's good news if they got the funding to make it two lanes and put a center line down the middle. And
now, there's two lanes, Maple Creek two lanes, and there's two lanes... Myrtle Avenue two lanes with a switcho in the middle.
Well, I think you're talking about two lanes like the rest of 36. So,
okay. So there's a little bit of wiggle room there case.
So
it's got to be frustrating, I would think, for probably for the Caltrans guys. as well as for the motorists. I mean, you think it's a legit highway.
Well,
I know you're going to argue and defend.
I'll defend that it is a legit highway because I drive it all the time. And if you drive the speed limit and you're not under the influence and you're wearing your seatbelt
and it's not snowy and you might survive.
Then you drive the safe speed. Most of our, I just have to say, I don't have the exact numbers, but you know, most of our fatals out there involve somebody that's under the influence. And
well, that's true across the board, isn't it?
Way over their head.
So why is 36 treated differently than 299 or 199 20 or any of the ones connecting the coast to the valley?
Well, we have our fair share of fatals on 299 also for the same reasons. And same with 96, you know, up off of through Hoopaw and out north into Siskiyou County. And we 199 has its province. Again, if we have, you think about how many people drive that road and do fine. It's the ones that are trying to beat the clock and they're drinking.
They're
or
looped.
They're looped. And then you have the ones that don't wear their seat belts, and they're usually the ones that are pushing the limits that are on the speed limit, or they're driving vehicles that are unsafe. And we're doing our best to try to get out there and patrol. We worked out a grant. We're waiting for final approval from our headquarters, and it's actually through HCOG to work 96 and 36 where there's no cell phone service and no call boxes. And
Just have an extra body to
and
help.
Have an extra officer out there patrolling, and we do our best to get out there to help out. But again, I will argue that I know it's a tight road, but it is safe.
Can commercial rigs drive it?
They can, with the same restrictions that you have on 101. So, I mean, you can't have. And I'm not a commercial officer, but I know there's.
But you have one.
Yeah, we do. I do have one. I should sit him down here and he could explain. But I know that you have to be within certain lengths, and you can drive 36.
So there are some conditions that apply there.
Yeah.
That don't
and there's going to be even more in the future because of the trucks we've had get stuck in the curves. We're working with Caltrans to make it what is called a red route. And so if we have these over-length rigs that are permitted, that we can help out and escort them and get them over here safely or get them to the I-5 safely so they don't get stuck in those curves and block 36 like we've had happen several times in the last few years.
Same thing with boats. You're going to escort the boats going over to Ruth also?
I think a truck towing a boat does just fine. Yeah. Within the speed limit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, the places that are going to be addressed, are those major projects, or do you see that it's going to be pretty quick, so it might be in effect in the next couple of years or so?
Oh, I think they're going to be. I mean, if you drive that, you can see where they've already started engineering it and put posts or paintings up and sticks. But like any project, it's going to take time to get it through the process, and I'm hoping that we can see something in a couple of years.
How much different is it for 36 during wintertime than it is now? Do you guys anticipate having more guys out there because it's winter, or more guys out there because it's summertime?
We actually find that summertime is when we need to be out there more. The traffic is definitely heavier, and it's not just, it's Roof Lake, but because it's the road's so improved all the way over to Redding that it's a viable route for, instead of driving through Eureka and taking 299, it's a good route to take. And not a lot of services in between, but...
Yeah, you missed the store exit. Parking lot. You're kind
of
in trouble.
More in Platina. You only have a couple spots. But I think summertime definitely. Friday nights, Sundays, we try to get out there on those evenings and patrol extra. Wintertime is it's a lot less traveled in the wintertime. For obvious reasons, it's South Fork Mountain gets pretty snowed up, and
it's almost a country road, isn't it? During the non-crunch times, I mean, if you're not there Friday night, and you're not there Sunday night, maybe Saturday morning also, it almost has a feel of a country road. The gentle meandering, how's that?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Like I said, I drive it a lot, and yep.
You're not going to engage at all, are you? Fine. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager from the CHP Arcata office. You said that you have county-to-county line jurisdiction, is that?
I do, other than the south portion, Garberville area has southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino. Okay. So, yeah, otherwise we do.
I thought somehow you flexed your muscles.
And no, we're orgies. County pure other than, that section that Brett has.
Yeah. School safety. I know that is a concern. But when you were talking earlier about having the opportunity to expand your staff a little bit, if you don't have the BODs, it's really tough to be at all the schools or to take the trailers around and all that kind of stuff. How do you balance that desire for school safety and then still realize, okay, you're not going to be able to put a cop at every school for the first 3 weeks of the school year?
What we're doing is we have four special duty officers that have a bunch of different duties, and then of course the sergeant. So if we're only throwing four or five officers out there, obviously they can't get every school. But right now in the morning time, we're trying to throw out every available officer. So we're Robin from our special duty, Matt Harvey, Mike Campbell. These guys are that have duties inside the office are going out and picking. They're kind of picking school zones.
Find a school and hang out for.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of time. Yeah. So and we're trying to hit them all, but we can't. So we're going for some. You know, we're responsible for McKinneyville schools, so we're definitely trying to spend some time there. And then Cutton, Lafayette over here. These are all schools in our jurisdiction that have some problems until everybody's trained and where they're dropping off and how they're dropping off and obeying the speed limit through. And
what's the biggest concern? Or obviously, a kid being hit. Okay, stupid question. What's the biggest thing that you guys can do to either get the safety quotient up higher or to avoid a possible?
Well, I know Matt has been doing the school crossing guard training, and we're trying to help out with the Humboldt Office of Education to get crossing guards in all these schools, because I think that's huge to not have the kids just be dropped off across the street and have them run across the street. So he's been training crossing guards, and there's a program with that. And then just the visual presence, and then trying to educate, and we're, asking the schools to talk to their parents. But a lot of times it's the ones that aren't dropping kids off, too, that are just bailing through.
The neighborhood drive-byers.
Yeah, that are obeying the speed limit but not obeying the school zone speed limit and not paying attention. And everybody's in a hurry to get to work or get to wherever they need to go. So,
25 is a standard school zone with kids present?
Yes.
What does kids present mean?
It would be from the time that I believe it would be like a half hour before school starts until the end of school where they're all gone. So while they're there, it's 25 mile an hour zone.
So inside the buildings count. They don't have to be physically wandering around.
It's when school's in session. And I'm hope I'm right on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Me too, because that was the side of the argument I took this morning.
No, I'm pretty certain that that's the case. That's when the school's in session, and so you know kids are allowed to show up to school a half hour before, and they usually stay until a half hour after, maybe sometimes longer for after school programs, and so schools are present because there's recesses, there's you know things going on around that school.
If you want to get in deep trouble, I guess this is the opportunity for you to do so. Do teachers pay attention to the rules too?
I think so. I think they're probably very, yeah. They are. They do a good job. So I think they do.
KINS, wow. News and Information. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's 3:40. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager. Adam, last thing about schools. I know that there seems to be some confusion about school zones, where they start, where they stop, school buses, what do you do, what don't you do. Do you have a quick couple rules of thumb for folks afternoon or tomorrow morning?
No, I say when you see a school bus that has its red lights on, the stop sign's popped out, doesn't matter what direction you're going, you need to stop until that school bus turns off its red lights, turns the stop sign or pulls it back, and better safe than sorry, and that's what you need to do because it's a pretty expensive ticket. And the other thing we do is the school bus drivers will write down license plates. We've had pictures of people violating that, and we'll be visiting and sending letters and reminding people that.
Oh, you get a reminder notice, not a ticket.
Yeah, you'll get a reminder notice, but if we have enough violations in one area, we'll be sitting in that area. So,
who tends to be the profile of the person that is driving recklessly in a school zone? Is it the mom and dad dropping the kid off?
No, I don't think so. I think it's there's no really set.
It's not the teachers because they all have halos and wings and just fly into school.
Oh, no. there's not. It's anybody. I don't think there's a specific profile. So,
3-day weekend staring us in the chops.
It is.
I'm surprised you're not here in uniform already starting.
Oh, you just
recognizing.
Just ratted me off. So.
Well, you know, the crowd's outside. They're waiting for the autographs. I want to be sure that they make sure that it's
okay.
You, not me, that they come after.
It's a big, last weekend of the summer, and there'll be a lot of people out, a lot of people traveling on Friday, a lot of people traveling Monday. We'll have out as many officers as we can, and we're going to be enforcing. I know Garverville down, Brett will be doing the same thing down there. And we just encourage to take your time. Don't be in a hurry. All the stuff that Matt said on his community comment this morning, which he did a great job on.
So, did he steal your lines, or are you now trying to
parrot him? I'm stealing his lines. Yeah, I'm trying to parrot him. So, yeah, he started it. So, we just, come on. We got to use some common sense. You know, we had one person die last year on Labor Day weekend. And we just, enough is enough. So,
as you look at 3-day weekends, are these good times? Are these challenging times? How do you, behind a badge, look at a 3-day weekend?
We call it the maximum enforcement period, and July 4th holiday and Labor Day, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, Christmas, all these, Super Bowl weekends.
All the family weekends.
Yeah, they're stressful because there's usually some pretty gnarly crashes and some pretty, tough things for our officers to deal with, and it's scary. So it is kind of a tense time for us because not only time they're not spending time with their family, which is what they chose to do or we chose to do, but
you chose for them.
Yeah. I've done plenty of weekends and plenty of holidays in my career, but yeah, it's tough. It's tough on the officer, and it's stressful for the sergeants, and it's you're just, you know, waiting for that call. And
there's still a fair amount of construction that's going on in the area. I'm thinking the Klamath River Bridge is one where it's a stop and start back up again. We were talking off mic about 299 and some of the construction there. Willits, of course, you're kind of flowing through Willits now pretty easily. Do those areas bring on any special consideration from you guys?
No, usually they'll slow down on the construction during a Labor Day or a holiday weekend. So I don't think we're having to deal with, you know, the workers are not working and things are shut down on that for the
most
part. Or
people not paying attention as they go blasting through.
Yeah, that's huge. That's why we've had a lot of projects with the corridor being paved here, and we had officers out there.
Hey, what's the red stuff on the side?
That is, what does that mean? You know, it's a pretty good idea that Caltrans came up with, and that's for, and they're doing it to other parts of the state. And basically, it's to help the bicycle riders and kind of alert them so they kind of stand out on the red pavement, so more visible.
And it's like a contrast.
And it's a calming effect. And I like it. It's something that they came up, and it's worked in other parts of the state. So they went with it, and it's for bicycle safety and pedestrian safety.
Does that mean that you can't pull over if you're having vehicle trouble in those red areas?
It's the same. It doesn't change that. You can still get a flat tire or out of gas, or you have some kind of a mechanical problem. You can pull over in those spots, and yeah, it's not a restricted area. It's for bicycle safety. So
kind of looks interesting. I don't know if it's supposed to be traffic calming or not. It just kind of looks a little
different. It does look different, but it's going to be a while before we get the interchange and some changes on the corridor. So I think it's a good positive thing.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to bet? What are you going to get first? Richardson's Grove straightened out, or the overpass at Indianola?
Not taking that bet. You want me to? I will. But,
well, I don't know which one.
They're both really important. It's really
they're
important.
They're both safety issues.
Yeah, they're both safety issues, and I'd like to see both of those go, you know, soon. And I would think Richardson Grove before the interchange, just because that project has been there for a while, and we need to have that safe for not just trucks, but for everybody that drives through there with motorhomes and cars. And
how about the stupid bicyclist?
And it's
who in their right mind would ride a bike through Richardson's Grove?
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's
in the middle of all that tight space.
Yeah.
Of course, they probably don't know.
But there's no other routes, so.
Well, you could take the trail, walk around.
It doesn't go all the way through, though. Wish it did. I wish.
Can't
it did.
You make your own trail? It's a forest. Jeez. Okay, the cop's going to stay by the rules, stay on the trail, fine.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy finding the water one more time, okay?
One more time.
All right.
One more time for the summer. Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.